Do you want to know what's annoying me this morning? Of course you do. The phrase in a letter, "Your son's poem has been chosen for this anthology." Oh, really? Or in other words, as a subtitle, "Poems published as vanity for children." They're conning the poor wretches. No, they're not conning the children. It's worse. They're conning the parents out of their hard-earned cash for a book no one will look at. And worse, you might persuade your elderly relatives to buy, thinking it's encouraging little Billy to nurture his talents. Let me just ask you a question. How much poetry written by children over the last, 8,000 years or so, do we still read? You can take a moment if you like. Feel free. Oh yes, there was that teenager. Yes, he was quite popular. But I'll give you a hint. He was in a trench in World War I. And he was 18. Your little Billy is 10. And his link with serious emotion is almost certainly, I certainly hope, limited to complaining about how you don't give him enough time playing on his Xbox. Oh dearest mum, I rue the day that you took my Xbox away. I demand its return double quick, or I'll scream and scream and scream until I'm sick. Yes, I know no one uses rue anymore, except the French with their regret written on every street. Oh, come on, that was intelligent stuff. Or does Brexit mean we can't do international puns anymore? Tough crowd. If I could just return to the point, though. Your little Billy wrote a poem, presumably not about being shot by Germans and the utter futility of existence when people are being ripped apart by shrapnel, and it was selected. And let me tell you something about this selection. Or better still, let me ask you another question. Who benefits from Billy's exciting poem about his football looking like his dad being added to this collection? Does Billy benefit? Well, I suppose he might be briefly encouraged, since it's not a new Pokemon or an Xbox game or a football, he'll probably forget about it in a matter of minutes. Do you benefit, proud parent of your little darling? Well, if you count being out of pocket buying a collection you'll never look at and contains drivel, which, if you're really honest with yourself, includes Little Billy's "Ode to a Football I Lost in the Canal While Escaping from the Lion," do the grandparents benefit? Feeling morally obliged as they do to use their window heating allowance to purchase a copy of this meaningless tome, instead of maybe making their house warm enough to survive to Christmas, although then they'll presumably waste the rest of their money on tat for little Billy. But no, the only people who gain are those that select these poems. And therefore, how much do you think they care about the quality? See, you said it. So the crushing dreams of a generation are not my fault, right? These books are evil. But the worst thing about them, and as you'll surely be aware by now, is the reason we sneak up on my real reasons for ire, is simply this. I can confess all this to you lovely people, at least in part because there's not actually any evidence you actually exist. But I cannot, in my sadly weak way, say it in person. So when, to a stranger or a work colleague or a strange work colleague, I mention the fact that I am an aspiring, for aspiring, feel free to insert the word delusional, writer, and they respond with, "Oh, I don't want to brag." Oh, don't you now? But our little Billy's had a poem published. I do not find myself able to respond with, "It means nothing unless you are paid or at minimum given a free copy." But instead I say, "Oh, that's impressive," and then hate myself, of course, as usual. And if you can't be annoyed by self-loathing, what can you be annoyed by?